Jesus was taking a long, hot, dusty walk through Samaria. And after walking and walking, he came to a well. It was an ancient well called Jacob's Well. And because he was tired, he sat down there to rest. All his friends and followers who were traveling with him went on into the town to get food. While Jesus sat there by the well, by himself, a woman came carrying her bucket and her jars so that she could get water. And Jesus asked her for a drink. And she said, "Well, that's kind of scandalous, isn't it? I mean, won't you get contaminated if I, a woman and a Samaritan, touch your cup?" And Jesus said, "If you knew the gifts of God and you knew who it was who was asking you for a drink, you'd be asking him and he'd be giving you living water." And she said, "Well, just a minute. I don't mean to be rude, but you don't seem to have a bucket, and this is a really deep well. How are you planning on getting that living water? Do you think you're greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well and who came here with his flocks and his family to drink from it?" And Jesus said, "Whoever drinks this water is going to get thirsty again. But whoever drinks from the water that I will give, in them that water will become a spring welling up to eternal life." And the woman said, "Sir, then give me this water so that I may never be thirsty and so that I won't have to keep coming here to this well to draw water." Now, as we receive the gift of water falling from the sky in the form of rain, and as we think about water in rivers and lakes and oceans and water that comes up from under the ground, and we think about the water that we drink from the drinking fountain or the water that comes out of the faucet, when we hold a cup underneath and then we're able to quench our thirst, as we think about that gift of water, we're going to join hands and say a prayer. Find somebody's hand to hold. Good. Holy God, you are the source of life, and it is your gifts that sustain life. Teach us to turn to you when we're thirsty for hope, thirsty for encouragement, thirsty for refreshment. We hold out our cup to you, and you gladly fill our cup with your love and your peace. We thank you, God, for your goodness to us. Amen.